You need to kill a dragon to prove to him that let go of this. Otherwise, going on saying, ah, this horse, his head looks more like the head of a cow. And the king will say, oh, I don't want this horse. See, the characters will change because they get more positive, because they grow. The point is, if somebody wants to understand this book, he or she should grow with the book. I mean, this is not a book to read at the end and come back and things like that. This is a process of change. So each part will change you a little bit. And very cleverly, he starts from the root, basics, and he will go to the last fine tuning, in a way. The best example is the last story. You know the last story of this book? The last story is a masterpiece. First of all, there is one king and three children, three boys. How are they? Right at the beginning, he will say, there was this king and he had three sons, each better than the rest. They're all perfect. It's not by mistake, he's not a silly man to say lightly that there are three sons, each is better than the other two. I mean, don't dare to think that one of them is not good or blah, blah, blah. Then, three of them will have the same story. They go and they fall in love with the statue, blah, blah, blah. The first one will die. The second one, give me a guess. The second one will die. The third one, Rumi doesn't talk about it. And you see, the third one, which was a lazy one, he was the best one. Book is finished, goodbye. That's why his son will start that, oh, my father died early, he didn't tell you the tale of the third son. There is no tale of the third son. Those are one. Those three sons are one. There is no other way to understand one is better than the rest. Okay? They're one. Okay? And there are two conditions that is dangerous and will be explained to you. You should follow the third path. And the third path could not be explained to you because it's your path. Remember, we don't know what it is. Nobody knows your condition. Everybody is unique. We cannot forget that. So, he will say, okay, you have three choices. Two killer one and a good one. And I will tell you, those two killer one are this and this. You see? So, yes. You advance, the people become better and better and better. The personalities will change. Even the stories will change. Even the way he's telling the story will change. One of the magical parts is this. Book one is a very decent book. From the beginning to the end, everything is very noble. Go to book four. Book 4, book 5, there are a lot of these dots. Because he talks about everything with a proper name. And in Persian language, you will not find it. They will never write down penis. Two dots. He goes beyond that. One of my teachers who wrote an explanation of this book, so many, 16 volume book is there. One chapter of this is not there. The teacher wrote, how pity Rumi will be so impolite and nasty. Yes, because he is. Especially there, means after T. 10 years of teaching, he will change the language. And will be there, and you will see that if somebody cannot handle this language, goodbye. Because he's finished with explaining like this, like this, like that. Somewhere he wants to make something short, he will use it in that language. So it varies. It's a masterpiece. What is your question?
This is about protocol.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to explain the situation a little bit. You've given us a way of looking at the Masnavi, which quite likely in the English speaking world is unique. Now, because there's the Simon Fraser's conference on Rumi, there are going to be a lot of very academic people, and we're going to be meeting some of them, obviously, and talking to them. It's highly likely that they are not going to have the depth of perception about Rumi's work, whether it's the Mesnevi or Ghazals or anything that we've been fortunate to gain from you. So how do you suggest we talk and communicate with these people? Because I can see that it would be very easy to tread on sensitive corns. So what's your suggestion? You know, someone comes to us, for example, who's translating the Masnavi into English, in the modern English, my hope is that we would want to be polite to this gentleman. And not to say, well, I think you've made a mistake here. How do you suggest we approach this?
The first thing, that if somebody is doing a mistake, I don't see clearly the duty of correcting that fellow. It depends on the situation, things like that. And I cannot comment about that hypothetic person, but my advice to you is simple. Listen. It's a gift to hear about something different way of looking at it. Because the worst thing is to accept one point of view and limit yourself to that. The differences are very good, the best teacher. So listen carefully to the differences. Because the example you brought in is a very delicate one. First of all, everybody knows that the poem cannot be translated. But we'll do it anyhow. Something will be missed because that's the nature of poetic language. Poem is mainly playing with the words, musically and, let's say, enigmatically to relay something. That's first. Second, this book is more difficult than a normal book, because this book is a mixture of three languages, which is Arabic, Persian, and Turkish, are mixed up. So every translation is three translations. So the translator should know four languages minimum. More than that, this book has some strong and precise references to Quranic verses and the Hadiths and things like that, which are hidden in here. Bringing that up is the mess Nicholson was in. Because Nicholson was a guy who was trying to understand this, and the best knowledgeable people he found were the mullahs. And the mullahs, they like to get out of this, to go to that religious stuff they know better. So they handed it to Nicholson. One of the problems of Richard Nicholson is that. Therefore, knowing all this, your expectation shouldn't be that high. You expect that, okay, a fellow is trying to do something, let's listen what he found out. Because you don't need to criticize, and this is not something easy to judge it easily. That will do. Always. Now, back to the book. Let's read the rest of the paragraph. You, Peter.
Where would you like me to start?
2895.
Is that concerning the qualities of the peer, or?
No. When we stopped. The last paragraph.
I think you're on that line now, is slightly different from mine. Is it this story that's been told?
Yeah. Yeah, before that, please read the first two verses, because I like the musical similarity, this will be explained. 35. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to read the first two verses of the first story and come back to this. Therefore, you will see the similarity between these. He opened the first story with all my friends. Mm-hmm. Remember, Beshnavi Dei Duskan, listen, all my friends. And here he said, the story I was talking about comes here. So I want to first two verses, then that one.
No, all my friends?
Yeah.
And then in olden time as well?
Yes.
Those two?
Yeah, those two.
All my friends, hearken to this tale. In truth, it is the very marrow of our inward state. In olden time, there was a king to whom belonged the power temporal and also the power spiritual. This story has been told up and down, like the doings of lovers, without foot or head. It hath no head, inasmuch as it existed before eternity. It hath no foot, it has been akin to everlastingness. Nay, it is like water, every drop thereof is both head and foot, and at the same time without both. This is not a story, mark you, God forbid. This is the ready money of my state and yours. Consider well. Because the Sufi is grand and glorious, whatever is past is not remembered. We are both the Arab and the Jug and the King. We are all. He that has been turned away from it shall be turned away. Know that the husband is reason, and the wife is greed and cupidity. These twain are dark and deniers. Reason is the candle.
You see, what is he doing? He says, okay, I told you these stories, and it doesn't have head and tail because it's before the beginning and after the end. So what? It's like a drop of water, a droplet that is head and tail both. But honest to God, this is not a story. This is the real value, the cash value of our feeling, that heart. Because a Sufi is grand and glorious. I don't know grand and glorious, because the word over there is karofar, and it goes back to the oldest mythical stories